At their last meeting, council voted unanimously to launch a visioning process for three major city properties: the Memorial Center, Center 70, and the Portsmouth Olympic Harbor. This move was motivated by the controversial proposal earlier this year to build a 4,000-seat soccer stadium at the Memorial Center site. That idea faced strong opposition from the Kingston and District Agricultural Society, who organized the fall fair at the location, the Memorial Center Farmers Market, and residents of the neighborhood. The heated situation raised wider questions about how to safeguard the future of these public spaces. These sites are currently home to a wide range of uses, from Queen's University hockey to weekly farmers markets. With many of these spaces' lifespans coming to an end, some big decisions have already been made, like the decommissioning of Center 70 as an arena. Councillor Wendy Steven noted the weight of the changes coming to all these facilities.
I just want to acknowledge that decommissioning Center 70 really is the end of an era. A lot of memories were made there by a lot of different people over the years, and in particular, back before amalgamation, right, when this was Kingston Township. It holds a lot of emotional energy for a lot of people. I think that while, you know, there will be some people who are disappointed by this recommendation, I do think that decommissioning this facility is the right thing to do. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what comes out of community consultation for this new opportunity. So I'm hoping that not just Lakeside District, but, you know, members of the community from across the city do participate and we get the best ideas coming forward.
Commissioner of Community Services, Jennifer Campbell, explained what the city hopes to achieve with the visioning exercise.
I really think we're approaching this visioning exercise as an opportunity to really think about how these spaces and places want to be used by our community. What are the opportunities that we could align different services, operation models, et cetera, as opposed to a construction exercise where we're really only talking about the build plan, the design concept on the whole. So we're advancing a design in the Memorial Center, which is being fed by criteria and visioning. But we want at the M Center to come out with an actionable plan that will let us get costing and all of that. The visioning exercises are more about what are the operations, what are the opportunities on those locations that council can then endorse for us to allow us direction to move forward on confirming costing and next steps. I think what the public will expect to see are open community calls to meetings and opportunities to talk about uses, what's happening within those neighborhoods or in the local use of those spaces. And then there would also be specific stakeholder engagement with those who currently have tenancy or using the sites to help to feed into those uses. And then there's the broader connection to other needs within our community through either net new involvement in the visioning process or referencing past consultation.
Councillor Brandon Tozzo capped off the discussion.
I'm envisioning this as a success.
City staff will now begin consultations with updates expected later this year. For CFRC News, this is Christina Laurie, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.